Booker Magazine is now in its sixth issue, releasing tomorrow with another launch party to celebrate the independent print magazine's efforts to platform emerging artists and writers in Eora, Sydney. We're lucky to have the editor, Cormia Murphy, in the studio to run us through what you can expect in the new issue, the issue's guest editor, tomorrow night's launch event, and their evolving place in Sydney's art and culture scene. Cormia, it's amazing to be able to platform Booker Mag again on the show. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Steph. Thanks for having us.
No, it really is a pleasure. Like, the community for Booker Magazine is actually, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's such a great magazine. I'm really lucky to be part of it.
Yeah. So, but for those people who are listening and aren't familiar with the mag, could you just give us a quick recap of what it's about and, like, the people behind it?
Yeah. So, Booker Magazine is sixth issue now, started roughly quarterly, so about
a year and a half ago. And Alexander Booker, pen name, started it and has had me on for about three of the issues, and a very, like, broad cast of editors and contributors are all, yeah, like, exploring the cultural scene and, like, art and music and, yeah, everything great in the city. And
amazing.
It's a print-only black and white magazine.
Yeah, and it's print-exclusive as well, no?
Yeah, print-exclusive.
Yeah. Perfect. And then, so, this issue specifically, you're collaborating with the organizer of Moonlighting, mm-hmm. who you also interviewed yourself. And our guest editing. They're another arts and culture collective based in Canberra. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us just a bit about them and what's their input on this new issue?
Yeah, so that's a duo, Claudia Hunt and Riley Curtin. And they run an exhibition, gallery art show gig party situation in Canberra. And that's such a brilliant event. I've been to two of the three that have happened. Claudia was a friend of mine for a few years. Riley I met through their project. And then we had them on for this most recent issue. So they've been editing quite a few of the articles. It's about probably equal division between the four of us, so me, Alex, Riley, and Claudia. And it's been so great. Yeah, they're very, like, capable and experienced and creative and, like, have a critical eye, I guess.
I think Booker Magazine in particular is really good at attracting people that are just really passionate about what they do. And really just want to get out there and like breathe fresh air into like the scene. It is really incredible. Like, I'm really impressed.
Oh, well, it's very rewarding seeing that, like, in all our recurring contributors as well. We've had a few who have, like, been part of three or four issues. And I'd actually shout out Valerie Joy, has been in the last one and in the upcoming one, made my shirt.
quick shout out.
Yeah, quick shout out. She's a printmaker, photographer, other stuff, collager.
Yeah. Everyone at Booker Mag does everything. Crazy.
I do one thing, maybe two things, read, judge.
Perfect. So for Booker Mag, you guys have always had a diverse spread of content, culture and art. Could you just run us through some of the highlights for the new issue?
Yeah, the new issue has got some great interviews and works and a few great photography series. So one from Valerie Joy, actually, that features Buying the Bushranger and I think members of Bracht, and that's a photo series. And there's one from Dash Shah and Dennis Sasajic, which is exploring Ex-Menashe's last gig in his Redfern space. And it's a really, like, brilliant journal portrait of that concert.
Yeah, that'll be amazing. That show would have been awesome. Like, that's the end of that kind of era of Ex-Menashe. Like,
totally. And he's such, like, a important part of the local music scene.
Yeah. So he's huge, and he's gonna be enormous.
Yeah. Well, I think he's in Paris at the moment.
Yeah.
So
I just
it's already
saw that
not
as well.
The local scene.
I know. He's just one of those people that just slips straight into, like, the underground scene, and he's so good at what he does that, like, it's like something to behold. Like, you can just feel that this guy is gonna be, like, amazingly huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, yeah, and we've also got the interview with Moonlighting about their exhibition and some of their work. We've got a screenplay from a recurring contributor, Miss Sophie Bagster, an interview with artist Nell Bradshaw about her landscape series and animations. Yeah, and a really great collage photo poem multimedia piece by Georgia Kramalis, Allegra Pizzullo, and Sophie Bagster as well.
Amazing. So, I can't wait to get my hands on it and get through it.
Me too. We haven't actually seen it from the print yet. It's printed, but we're picking it up tomorrow morning. So
we'll find out. Looking forward
to holding it.
Awesome. So to officiate the new issue, Booker Magazine's also holding an event tomorrow night. Could you just run us through that very quickly for anyone interested in going to that?
Yeah. So that's a party tomorrow night with some DJs, some beer.
some drinks, some fun, some music.
It comes with a magazine, so you know you can read and
read and dance.
Read and dance. It'll be educational and entertaining. And yeah, it's just recently relocated to a house gig in Ashfield, just 5 minutes from the station. And yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's a lineup of three of the best DJs in the local scene, I think. Isa, Frazzled, and Norshin Gun Kelly. And they've all done really brilliant sets.
Yeah. I listened to some of them the other day. They're really cool. Mm. For our last question, quickly, here on Wednesday Drive, we've been spotlighting communities and collectives who've been breathing new and exciting life into Sydney's art and culture scene. Mm-hmm. Booker Magazine's already built an impressive community behind it. And as you keep pushing the scene forward, how important is it for you guys and the readers to keep collaborating, crossing over with other collectives like Moonlighting?
I think so important. I think Six goes in, it definitely changes it up a lot to work with new people and bring new sides to your project. And yeah, I think that's what a community can do for everyone and expand everything in a really beautiful way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think I really do think it's really great. I was at another event last night, which is also last week, sorry, which is a similar kind of grassroots collective. And everyone's just so keen about that. And everyone's like, oh, and then next week there's a Booker Mag thing. And next week there's this. People are really excited. Mm. And it's really amazing to see small little communities growing up and helping and supporting each other.
Yeah. And it's just one of the nicest things about being a small community. People know each other and people collaborate with each other a lot.
And it's personal. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Cormier. Issue 6 of Booker Magazine releases tomorrow. And you can find the issue at Repressed Records, Better Red Than Dead, Red Eye Records, Tengu Records, and tickets to tomorrow's launch event starting at 7:30 through their Instagram. You'll also...
There are only 10 left.
And there's only 10 left. So get in quick. Do it right now. I'm getting one after this recording finishes. Sean's getting one too. You'll also be able to find the issue and all previous issues via their website, bookermedia.square.site.